This oral history is brought to you with the support of Guttman students and staff and funded by the American Council of Learned Societies and the Mellon Foundation. Enjoy.
My name is Armando Castillo, and I'm interviewing Crystal Castro in my home in the Bronx, New York on 10/21/19. And do you give me permission to record this oral history?
Yes.
So just to start it off, where did you grow up?
Bronx, New York.
And describe one of your favorite meals growing up.
One of my favorite meals growing up is pasta.
Does it have any like significance behind it?
Yes. It brings back memories when we used to cook with mom and dad, and my older sister used to make the meatballs with the pasta and the noodles.
Mm-hmm. And is there any like particular food that reminds you of your loved ones?
Yes. Farina.
Why?
It's a certain scent to it. It just brings me back.
Mm-hmm. And are there any memories you have in terms of like making meals with like an older person in your family or life?
What did we make? We used to make easy stuff. Me and Christina.
Mm-hmm.
We would make mac and cheese.
And currently, what's your favorite meal to eat and why?
It still is pasta. Mm-hmm. Because it became more of like a family thing. It started mm-hmm. off that way, and I continue to make the effort of the family time because that was always the best time.
Mm-hmm. And then what is your favorite meal to make and why?
I know you're probably going to be like, why? Pasta.
For the same reasons?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because there's different types of pastas, I guess.
Mm-hmm. So if you could pick anyone in the world, who would you eat your favorite meal with?
Family.
Any reason why? Or why you wouldn't pick, a celebrity?
Because family is number one, and a lot of the times you get stuck doing work and not being available for your family, kids, you know. Mm-hmm. So that time is very important.
Mm-hmm. Is there any foods that you won't, that like you'll never eat?
No, I'm always willing to try something new.
Was there any food that before you may have not wanted to, and then when you did, you liked it?
Yes.
What food is that?
It was bacalao. It was disgusting when I was a kid. And then now I love it.
Are there certain foods you only eat on special occasions?
Yes.
What would those occasions be?
Normally it's Thanksgiving and Christmas.
And like what's the foods you would eat?
Penin, mm-hmm. pasteles. What is it? There's another meal that I like too. It has ground meat.
Pastelón?
Pastelón, yep.
And who in your life cooks the best meal?
I would say my husband, Angel.
And what's the best thing he makes?
Chicken parmesan.
Oh, I thought he was going to say his rice.
Yeah, he does good rice too.
What does the phrase eating well mean to you?
Healthy.
So what are some like healthy foods you would consider? Or what are some foods you would consider as being healthy? It could be broad.
Stir fry. Oh, okay. Stir fry is really good with some white rice, and broccoli and stuff.
Mm-hmm. And is there any particular restaurant that you would consider your favorite?
Yes, Olive Garden.
And what's your favorite thing to order there?
Pasta.
Do you think that any food you eat or cook could like potentially make shape you to be who you are? Whether that be when you was younger or now?
I don't know.
Mm.
I don't know if that's an answer. I'm not sure. Maybe.
Like, okay. Do you think maybe like cooking and eating has had effect on you, like growing up and like to now? Maybe like develop like a appreciation for it or something like that.
Yeah.
Okay. And are there any rules or traditions that you follow in regards to eating? Maybe like any religious things or stuff like that.
No.
Okay. And if you was able to go anywhere in the world to try a new food, where would you go and why?
Italy.
Why Italy? Pasta.
Pasta and pizza.
Everything pasta. Do you think maybe trying pasta in its more traditional, original form? Or is it just because it's pasta?
I guess just because it's pasta.
And what's a meal or snack that you could eat all the time and never get tired of?
A meal or a snack?
Yeah, or even a drink, anything.
A meal is pizza. I can eat pizza every day.
What about a snack?
A snack? Cookies. Give me some cookies and milk.
And then what about a drink? Milk to go with the cookies?
Milk to go with the cookies, but also cream soda is my favorite.
Okay. And to you, what's the most important meal of the day?
Most important meal of the day? Lunch.
Why is that?
Because it holds me until I get home.
And when you wake up in the morning, is there anything that you look forward to when it comes to food?
When I wake up in the morning?
Mm-hmm. So, like, when you first wake up and you first start thinking about food, is there anything, like, you look forward to? Even if it's, like, later in the day or something like that?
Well, mainly on the weekends. Because during the week, I'm always on the go. I don't really get to eat anything. Mm-hmm. So, on the weekends, I do look forward to cooking breakfast with Angel and having some bonding time with mm-hmm. the girls, watching TV and bacon and eggs, stuff mm-hmm. like that.
Okay. And, describe your relationship with the with your favorite cook.
My relationship with my favorite cook.
Yeah, so like whoever in your life, you know, made your favorite meal. Like, describe your relationship with them. And do you think like food has anything to do with that, to like sway it in a certain direction?
I guess that would be more in dad. Repeat the question one more time.
Describe your relationship with your favorite cook when it comes to food.
Okay, so that's dad. He used to make scrambled eggs. I know you're not asking what, but he used to make scrambled eggs with peppers and onions and stuff. And it just made the way he made it and the bond we had when he was cooking it, it just made it more delicious. And I think I'm getting off track.
And is there anything you think of when you cook?
Aside from eating it,
Just anything that has to do with food, like maybe, you know, if you think you're even making it good, if the people are gonna like it, stuff like that.
No, because I know it's gonna be good.
Do you think cooking can help you with how you feel?
Yeah, absolutely. Especially when you're having a stressful day, cooking can definitely, you know, get you out of that element and have you focusing on something else aside from your stressful day.
And do you think cooking could have a negative impact on how you feel? Or cooking or eating?
No, I think it's more of a positive.
And do you have any pet peeves when it comes to eating? So, like, people, like, slurping their soup or chewing with their mouth open?
Yes. I can't stand it. My daughter does it, and it drives me insane. I am yelling during the time because I can't stand it.
And do you feel any type of way when, like, people outside of our culture appropriate our cooking? In the sense of, like, say, you know, when a white person, you know, tries to make Spanish food. Like, do you feel like it's kind of disrespectful to our culture and our traditions?
No, I don't. Because some white people or African-American they can make a slamming dish. And they could do a good... Because I have a coworker that she can cook really, really well. And she's Irish.
So as long as it's just as good.
Right.
What's like one of your most like favorite or memorable stories when it comes to cooking?
Favorite and memorable story. That's tough. I would have to say last year, me and Angel, we offered to make benin, which is pork shoulder. And it was overnight. And we had to wake up every 2 hours to make sure that it was cooking right, also, you know, flipping it over, mm-hmm. and it took a lot of time. Mm-hmm. By the time it was, 12 o'clock in the afternoon where it was complete, and it was worth everything because, you know, all the time invested in cooking it.
Mm-hmm. And, that pretty much be, oh, if you could eat, like, outside of your own culture, who would you say, like, makes the best food?
So outside of our, like,
okay, so like anything,
let's say we're Puerto Rican.
Yeah.
So I like a lot of Dominican dishes.
Okay. And like, what's, yeah, like, what would be your
mango,
favorite?
Uh-huh. Which is the plátanos. And mashed stuff. Right, yeah. Mashed the plátanos with the cheese and the salami. Mofongo.
Mm-hmm.
What else? I guess... I guess that's it. Yeah, mm-hmm. I mean, I love Dominican dishes and Mexican dishes. Mm-hmm. The Mexican dishes are really, really good.
Like what?
What from? My favorite that I go, because I get it all the time for lunch, is this place called Lolita's.
Mm-hmm.
And I get, like, this burrito, and it has chicken, rice, and just avocado, everything in there, and it's just so good.
Is there any other culture's food that you have that you didn't like as much?
I've tried Indian food.
Uh-huh.
I'm not a big fan. It wasn't for you? It's too spicy. Yeah.
And out of, like, candies and drinks and stuff, like, is there any... yeah, like candy and drinks and stuff. Is there any, like, artificial flavor that's your favorite? It's like watermelon candy or something like that.
I would say strawberry. Strawberry candy is my favorite, and I like a lot of the sour candies.
Which strawberry candy is your favorite? Like, more specifically,
like Sour Power. Sour Power. Oh, the is
strawberry
my favorite.
One. The strawberry okay. one. Okay, mm-hmm. So then it's the best of both worlds because it's sour and strawberry.
Exactly.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's about it for the questions I have to ask. Is there any questions that you think I should have asked regarding food? That you thought would have been maybe good to answer.
What's your favorite takeout?
Oh, so then what is your favorite takeout?
Chinese food.
I feel like that's pretty standard, though.
Yeah, Chinese food or Domino's Pizza.
Okay. So then what's your favorite fast food chain?
Like, what do you mean? Like,
like McDonald's, Burger King. Like, which one of those is your favorite?
I would say McDonald's before Burger King.
Okay, then what about, like, as a whole? Like, and just any fast food place?
I like Taco Bell. Taco Bell's really good.
Okay.
KFC. I could go on. I could go on.
So you have a lot of favorites?
Yeah, I have a lot of. And then there's specific favorites, like the mash bowl from KFC.
Oh, okay. So certain dishes from each fast food place. Okay. That's understandable. So I appreciate you with your time. And yeah, that's it. Thank you.
You're welcome.